Hello and welcome to the Mountain Brook Baptist Project 119 Bible Reading Plan Podcast. I'm Mary, and it's my pleasure to join you in reading God's Word. Today is Thursday, June 11th. Happy birthday to Ethan McVeigh, our minister to preteens and junior high school students. Ethan, you do so much for us at Mountain Brook Baptist. We are so grateful for you and your ministry, and also just your friendship. We hope that you have a wonderful day celebrating, and we're so thankful that you were born. For Ethan and for those who have June birthdays, we want to pray the birthday blessing over them. Would you pray with me? Watch over your child, O Lord, as their days increase. Bless and guide them wherever they may be. Strengthen them when they stand. Comfort them when discouraged or sorrowful. Raise them up if they fall. And in their heart may your peace, which passes understanding, abide all the days of their life, through Jesus Christ, our Lord. In Genesis today, we're reading about Pharaoh's dreams in chapter 41, verses 1 through 13. We've had a lot of dreaming going on here in this section of Genesis. First Joseph's dreams, then the cupbearer and the baker's dreams, and now Pharaoh's dreams that need to be interpreted. And to whom are they going to go? They're going to look for Joseph. And Joseph will say, "I don't interpret dreams, but God does." Dreams are not always a tool used by the Lord, but it's very clear here that he is working through dreams. And I've heard stories of modern day where there are people who have a dream who aren't a believer, and they dream about Jesus and then they come to faith. So I'm hopeful, and I know that God can use whatever he wants to as a conduit of his love, his grace, and his reflection of who he is. So today we're going to read about Pharaoh's dream. When 2 full years had passed, oh goodness, wait a minute, 2 full years. That's a long time to wait on the cupbearer to remember. Okay, I digress. I've been doing that a lot lately. Pharaoh had a dream. He was standing by the Nile when out of the river came up 7 cows, sleek and fat, and they grazed among the reeds. After them, 7 other cows, ugly and gaunt, came up out of the Nile and stood beside those on the riverbank. And the cows that were ugly and gaunt ate up the 7 sleek, fat cows. Then Pharaoh woke up. He fell asleep again and had a second dream. 7 heads of grain, healthy and good, were growing on a single stalk. After them, 7 other heads of grain sprouted, thin and scorched by the east wind. The thin heads of grain swallowed up the 7 healthy, full heads. Then Pharaoh woke up. It had been a dream. In the morning, his mind was troubled, so he sent for all the magicians and wise men of Egypt. Pharaoh told them his dreams, but no one could interpret them for him. Then the chief cupbearer said to Pharaoh, "Today I am reminded of my shortcomings. Pharaoh was once angry with his servants, and he imprisoned me and the chief baker in the house of the captain of the guard. Each of us had a dream the same night, and each dream had a meaning of its own. Now a young Hebrew was there with us, a servant of the captain of the guard. We told him our dreams, and he interpreted them for us, giving each man the interpretation of his dream. And things turned out exactly as he interpreted them to us. I was restored to my position, and the other man was impaled." Now, we are kind of stopping mid-story here, but tomorrow, Nolan Turner one of the children here at Mountain Brook Baptist who has been at VBS this week, will read for us the rest of this story. It's an exciting day because we are moving into the Proverbs. And as I usually do when we start a new book, I encourage you to go to the Bible Project videos and type in Proverbs, and a video will come up about this book. In 1 Kings, we read about Solomon being one who wrote down many Proverbs. And while the book of Proverbs is written, yes, by Solomon, there are other Proverbs in this book that weren't written by Solomon. It just means that he was kind of the fountainhead from which wisdom traditions like this one came. Reading this book, according to the Bible Project video, will help you to gain wisdom. And the goal is applied knowledge. So not just knowing the right thing, but applying it practically as skills for living well in God's word. This all starts with fear of the Lord. Now, fear of the Lord is not being afraid of him, but this healthy sense of awe of who God is, that he is the one who determines what is good and what is evil, what is right and what is wrong, and that we have to accept that and to obey even when it is not convenient. Wayne, our pastor, reads a proverb every day to reorient his thoughts around the wisdom of God. And so we're going to start that process for the next month and read through the Proverbs together. And I hope that you enjoy this time in God's Word. Proverbs chapter 1, verses 1 through 5. The Proverbs of Solomon, son of David, king of Israel, for gaining wisdom and instruction, for understanding words of insight, for receiving instruction in prudent behavior, doing what is right and just and fair, for giving prudence to those who are simple, knowledge and discretion to the young. Let the wise listen and add to their learning, and let the discerning get guidance. Thank you for listening along as we read God's Word together. And as I struggle through this summer cold, I'm sorry about my voice. It is Thankful Thursday, lest we forget. And as I mentioned last week, we're going down through questions that help you have a posture of gratitude. And the goal is to take the question, and if you can, take about 5 minutes to write out your answer to this question so that you could come back to it later and understand what you had said and the moment. So use complete sentences and use the word gift often. This is all based on some of the work by Robert Emmons, who is said to be the world expert on gratitude. The question for today is, what's something someone did for me, and how did it impact me? I'll read it again as you ponder. What's something someone did for me, and how did it impact me? If you have time, I would love to hear from you your story of gratitude. Someone who did something for you that impacted you. Will you pray with me? Father, we thank you for who you are, first of all. We are grateful that you are working even at times when we cannot see. We also thank you, according to the Psalms, that you are mighty, that you are powerful, that you reign, that you are seated in the heavens. We thank you today for a person who has done something for us that impacted us greatly. We also thank you for something, perhaps something that was given to us by another. And we want to stop, Lord, and thank you for a place Today, I want to thank you for Vacation Bible School Classrooms, where I see tons of volunteers working together to help love and serve the children of our church and our community. Bless and keep them, Lord. Make your face to shine upon them and be gracious to them. Lift up your countenance upon them and give them peace. Through Jesus Christ, our Lord, we pray. Amen.